This morning, I'm just going to let the Word of God teach. So would you just welcome Him and invite Him. Father, we bless You. We thank You for Your Word. It's living, it's active. Holy Spirit, would You speak this morning Your message of truth and encourage us, comfort, Father, each and every person. You know what they need, Father, in this place. We ask now that Your Word would come alive in our spirit. Spirit, speak to our spirits, that we would receive from You Your truth this morning. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Then God saw everything that He had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. O Lord, how manifold are Your works! In wisdom You have made them all. The earth is full of Your possessions. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. The Lord God said to the serpent, "You were blameless in all your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. You were internally filled with violence and you sinned. Therefore, I have cast you as profane from the mountain of God. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom by reason of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. You have been cut off down to the earth, you who have weakened the nations." And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?" The serpent said to the woman, "You surely will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. The man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. And the Lord was sorry that He had made man on the earth, and He was grieved in His heart. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil." Therefore the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give hearty approval to those who practice them. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. But God raised him from the dead. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. But if I am doing the very thing I do not want, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author, perfecter of faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions, and he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of the things which are visible. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, in the hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised long ages ago. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us alive to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord. Sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust is the Lord. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge would have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope set before us. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. For God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. Pursue love, yet desire earnestly spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are a variety of ministries, but the same Lord. There are a variety of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. But Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may be with you forever. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he asks for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He speaks, He hears, He will speak. And He will disclose to you what is to come. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. Now He who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. In Him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of His glory. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, pursue peace with all people, and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he will do it. He will instruct you and teach you in the way in which you should go. He will counsel you with his eye upon you. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and good. The mind of man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Therefore, you are to be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever is lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. But he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive your transgressions. My people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of the soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. The words of the Lord are pure words. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. For the word of God is right, and all his works are done in truth. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which was preached to you. For the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire, without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Your word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against you. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into the house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then your light will break out like the dawn, and your recovery will speedily spring forth, and your righteousness will go before you. The glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run? But only one receives the prize. Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. An inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. The world is passing away, and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him because we will see him just as he is. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we are who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. He will swallow up death for all time, and the Lord God will wipe tears away from all faces, and he will remove the reproach from his people, from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. He will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no longer any death, nor will there be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which will be revealed in us. Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. For the Lord will not abandon his people on account of his great name, because the Lord has been pleased to make you a people for himself. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. The Lord your God, who goes before you, will himself fight on your behalf. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. For he will give his angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. I want to invite you to stand and read along this doxology with me. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Shout joyfully to the Lord all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. Your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. To all generations I will make known your faithfulness with my mouth. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within you. Bless his holy name.